Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, we're coming to you live from SDN NFE World Congress event in The Hague, and I'm very happy to be joined by Eric Akuden, Group CTO and Head of Technology and Architecture at Ericsson. Welcome, Eric. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for having me here, Allison.
So SDN NFE World Congress is always a highlight in terms of the evolution of the network architecture, and this year is no different. It seems to be a tremendous amount of focus on the progress with SDN and NFE delivery to network operators, as well as a lot of talk on the coming of 5G. What are you hearing at the show, and how does that match up with Ericsson's strategy for delivery of network infrastructure?
I think you're right. I think there is a tremendous interest in what we are doing around the world in SDN and NFV, both the infrastructure part as well as the application and management and orchestration side. And I think this conference is a good example of that. Actually, we have a lot of activities around the world, more than 100 operators working with us when it comes to SDN and NFV. And this is about different parts of the network, all of them very eager to industrialize the solutions, making sure that they get the best efficiency at the same time as they can grow their business and they can automate processes and lower the operational cost. All of these things are happening today, I would say, on the SDN NFE side. 5G, since you ask about it, is of course a big term because 5G is a system. It includes the access, it includes what we do in the core transport, the SDN NFE part is the foundation for what we do in 5G as well. So they're interlinked.
What do you see as the readiness of operators in terms of 5G, and how is that influencing the speed and velocity of deployment of virtualized networks?
Since the SDN NFV part is really the first step into 5G, and they are busy rolling out virtualized functions on their infrastructure, they are making changes in terms of orchestration management today. I think that readiness is there in basically all parts of the world. And we have, as I said, engagements with all the leading customers around the world in that space. Now, 5G on the access side, it really starts with where we are today with the LTE system, and we add capabilities to handle IoT better, narrowband IoT and Cat-M. And then we take the step into new radio, and that will happen gradually. In some markets, the early customers are starting already next year, 2018, but into 2019 and 2020, that's when we start to see the pickup of the new access system. These systems complement each other and becomes one infrastructure over time.
When you talk to operators, what is the primary business driver driving the deployment of 5G? And is it different than what you've seen from previous engagements in terms of transitions from one network technology to another?
In a way, it's quite different. I think the last couple of generations, we've been very focused on the consumer space. This is all about transition from feature phones to smartphones and tablets and all those consumer experiences. Now we're going to do that in 5G as well with augmented virtual reality, benefiting from the low latency that the 5G new radio has. But at the same time, it opens up for completely new business with enterprises and industries. And the reason for that is that the platform is so capable in terms of capacity, in terms of latency, in terms of handling things like network performance in one network slice for one industry, another network performance in another network slice for another industry is on the same shared infrastructure. So we can start to address industries and enterprises in a completely new way. I think this is a great learning for the whole industry, but it's also an opportunity both for service providers as well as for enterprises to capitalize on this global platform, as we say, for both digitalization and mobilization of industries.
Now, Ericsson has a wealth of history of being a leading provider in this space. You've been a leader in the transition to virtualize network solutions. Tell me where you are with operators on deployment of virtualized networks, and then where are you in terms of early testing and trials of 5G?
So on the virtualized applications, we have a complete suite, all our network applications from the packet gateway to the IMS system, all the way through the list. These are all virtualized, cloud ready, and in many cases, cloud native implementations available for customers. Usually it's a phased approach for customers to implement this part of the network. So they may start in one area to work with a virtualized packet gateway or a virtualized IMS system. And there we have leading engagements with basically everyone of the leading customers around the world. When it comes to 5G, this is something that we've been working on both from a standardization and also test system, trial system basis for many years. Over the last 2 to 3 years, we have shown the maturity of the technology, everything from the advanced antennas, through how you actually build systems at high frequency, the millimeter bands around 28 to 40 gigahertz, and of course all the bands in between. This is a journey that will continue, and in the coming years we will have commercial deployments that are either focusing on some of those consumer cases that I mentioned, or focusing on perhaps fixed wireless or residential access, and in some cases taking the step all the way to provide enterprise and industrial services. The maturity on the technology side is today ahead of the maturity on the business and the business innovation side.
Now, I know that you also have a very rich history of collaboration with Intel in this space. Can you tell me about what's latest with collaborations with Intel?
Intel has been a great partner of us, both on the radio side, where we're working recently and over the years. I think one of the things to point out is an announcement that we jointly did about a week ago, when we showed an early 5G implementation or pre-commercial implementation in Estonia and Tallinn, where we can show the benefit of industrial applications using the low latency at the same time over distance. Very appreciated, both by, I think, industry players as well as operators. We did this together with Telia Company. But it spans a whole range of technology collaboration. So we're also very early in working with Intel on the new rack scale design, which is a way to disaggregate servers and data centers and build more flexibility into this distributed cloud platform that extends from the central infrastructure places all the way through the network out to the edges. And I think that's one of those activities which takes some time, so it doesn't happen overnight, but working on some of those leadership projects together has been really fruitful.
Now, Ericsson has been a proponent of rack scale design for a number of years. Why has disaggregated infrastructure been so attractive for these markets?
Well, I think the long-term benefits are clear, that you have different life cycle handling of different parts of the system, but you can also see that just the flexibility that you have to deploy with different configurations and different instances across this infrastructure is a benefit in itself.
What's next for Ericsson, and what can we expect in further advances in NFVI as well as 5G?
This is a continuous development. When it comes to SDN and NFV, both on the application side as well as on the orchestration side, we're taking a very strong role in terms of driving this cross-domain, putting more functionality into the layer of control, making sure that we can actually orchestrate both existing and new infrastructure. What we are seeing is that, as I mentioned before, 5G is very much a system for enterprises, industries as well. And being able to reach into these industries, some of those collaborations that we have, automotive, manufacturing, transport, logistics, asset tracking, and so forth, mining, one of those examples, they really teach us that we have to build systems that are even more predictable, even higher performance, even more secure going forward, because they are ultimately being part of critical infrastructure, serving new user groups under SLAs, which are much stricter than before. So we will push ahead, we will push our products, we will push the industry in terms of building even more high-performant network platforms, distributed clouds. And I think some of the near-term steps that you would see in the SDN NFV space is really to handle both virtualized environment as well as container-based environments, being able to deploy cloud-native, being able to drive some of the new applications into even more efficient infrastructure.
Where would you send folks online for more information about the solutions you've talked about today?
Well, we have ericsson.com, and there you have under digital services a lot of information about what we do on the NFVI, the infrastructure part, as well as all the applications. We also have published on ericsson.com more of what we do in terms of business incubation, business innovation. But I'll just also point out that there is a plethora of other information when it comes to our collaborations with industries, what we do in terms of 5G innovation initiatives in US and Europe, what we do in Scandinavia and so forth. All of that is, of course, available on ericsson.com.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure. I hope you come back soon.
Thank you.